The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Coronavirus cases are still on the rise in our region. Missouri reported 136 new cases and 18 additional deaths yesterday. The state now has more than 10,100 cases, 542 deaths. In Illinois, they have 1,600 new cases and 192 additional deaths. That is the state's biggest single-day jump since the pandemic began. Regional hospitals are caring for 513 COVID-19 patients. 125 of those are in ICU beds. 93 are on ventilators. That's the least amount of patients on ventilators since tracking began. With COVID-19-related hospital visits declining, the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force says it is confident the area's medical facilities are capable of handling any future caseloads. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, early fog this morning will quickly lift into partly cloudy skies this morning. Today will be a much warmer day with a gusty southwest breeze. There is a slight chance of a quick shower or thunderstorm at any point during the day. Temperatures will remain warm to near 80 this afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms develop this evening and continue for much of the night.